Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And I've got news I want to share with you. Again, every time I talk about my campaign, I get excited. But again, I want you to get excited about the possibility of you electing Kenny Hodge as your next local president and National Postal Mailers Union, Local 304. Today, I'm going to share with you yet another reason why you should seriously consider Kenny Hodge a strong candidate. Columbus, Ohio, we're going to bring it home. It's not actually airing dirty laundry. It's going to talk about a situation, so hopefully we may help another plant down the road. We just received this SIP machine in Columbus, Ohio. SIP is an acronym for Single Induction Piece. It's a form of mail sorter. I don't want to call it a bundle sorter because having conversation with postal maintenance, the mechanics that service the bundle sorter are not the same mechanics. Well, and a technician services the SIP. So automatically, I'm not going to call it a bundle sorter because the post office acknowledges it to be a different piece of sorting equipment. But one comes into Columbus, Ohio, from where it really doesn't matter. But before I go into the actual story, I got to share Section 4.5 out of our local agreement. I'm sorry. Section 4.5 out of the National Postal Mailers Union agreement. The installation head or his designee, that would be Mark, shall notify and upon request meet with the appropriate local union officials. That would be your current local president. As far in advance as reasonably practical, concerning the local deployment of any new automated or mechanized equipment, whether locally purchased or nationally deployed, that will have a significant impact on mail handler duty assignments within the installation. Now, again, I like to start off with the contract so you understand. I try to keep 100% of my conversation contractual so we always have a reference to go back to. So the plant manager has an obligation to notify the local president of machines being deployed, in this case, the SIP. So let's just say our plant manager, Mark, contacted our local president and said, we're bringing a new machine in. What would you like? Now, I'm going to base my response off of the confusion that currently encompasses that machine that's in Columbus right now. I'm going to have to say that the local president told him, go ahead and just implement it. You bring so many other pieces of equipment in, I'm sure you'll do it the same way. And the reason I say that, and I'm being trying to bring a little levity to the situation, there was a SIP machine purchased from, doesn't matter where. It was first put into our plant down in Twin Rivers, which is the smaller version of CityGate. Well, not smaller version, the smaller attachment to CityGate. Once it was put in, anchors drilled through asbestos tiles, had special anchors put in. Once it was in less than a week, Postal Brain Trust said, hey, let's bring it up to CityGate. So now, if there was a warranty on that new piece of equipment, it's not anymore because postal supervisors oversaw the dismemberment of that machine from Twin Rivers and put back together at CityGate. But now, while all this was going on, a couple of things Article 4.5 says to me. Where was the union with the meetings with management so that the union could advise all mail handlers that this piece of equipment was coming into this facility? You see, this is what I'm talking about when I say I don't bring anything new to the table right now. I just bring a brand new way of addressing what's already been ratified in our contract. And if you're active at work every day, watching mail handlers work, working with mail handlers, see, this kind of thing is important to you. But if you're retired, and again, you've never even seen this equipment. This equipment didn't even exist when you last worked. Your response or your commitment to the people, to the members, is just not as sharp as it should be or as it is needed to be, because you've been removed from what they do, from what we do, for so long that it doesn't feel the same to you. You think any decision is a good decision, and you've probably been out of the post office so long that you're still under the mindset, well, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. Here comes Kenny Hodge, because I'm telling you, I'm not of that mindset. And they may do that, but that is never going to be okay with Ken Hodge and Local 304. So there was no meeting, or if there was a meeting, no information was passed on. Let me tell you how I arrive at this. Now, the machine is here. I see the plant manager on the floor with the branch president. And let me tell you something. And notice, I don't speak about the branch president during this conversation, because this is a issue that your local president should have addressed, educated himself on, and then he begins to educate the branch president. See, that's how Kenny Hodge works. But apparently none of this happened, because we're still not sure of what that machine is or does. No one has a specific staffing package for it. You see, and let me tell you something. I think this is rather, just not a nice look for union members to see. This is how your union functions. Well, this is how your union currently functions, but you elect Kenny Hodge. Watch the difference. And real quick, if I might. Okay, if Kenny, let's just fast forward to January. Kenny Hodge is now the local president. They're bringing a new machine in. Well, guess what? Before that machine comes in, me and the staff, we're going to look at it. Me and the staff are going to learn it. We're going to be in a position that wherever that machine is going, you're going to have a knowledgeable local president and a state rep that's going to be there, able to answer questions and guide the branch president through the process. That's leadership. That's what I want to bring to the National Postal Managers Union, Local 304. So what we now have is a machine sitting in the floor. It's a new machine. There are no bids. So somebody tell me, how do you make bid assigned mail handlers work there? You don't. See, that's a management move. Hey, let's just bring it. No. We're not just going to bring somebody over. And let me say, let me make a long story short. New equipment in the building, no bids, nobody assigned to it. You put your MHAs and your PSCs on that equipment until you can designate bids for them and put people in jobs on them. Now, if you shut down a unit, naturally, by juniority, you can move folks out. But that's not what happened in Columbus. There were people who were assigned to work the bundle sorter, were sent over to the SIP like it was a natural bundle sorter rotation, just because the SIP sits in the bundle sorter area. Not going to happen with Kenny Hodge as your local president. And if you know me, you know this is not campaign rhetoric. And I like saying that, because this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about showing you action from a local president position that will let you know you're in good hands with Local 304. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge talking to you about how not to accept new equipment in your facilities. But again, unless we're the local president, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. But I need you to know that that's not how it's supposed to be done. Mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, stay tuned and follow the podcast, because hopefully within the next week or so, I'm going to give you some really interesting and exciting news concerning your branch in Columbus, Ohio. Follow the podcast. Again, go right to your contract. Article 4 will give you some good guidelines on it. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, and let's get our union back on track.